left out discussing Rabbi Kevater and Simon Kaf, a very, very fundamental machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is the definition of Oreya? Is Oreya considered to be the removal of the psoles, the soros of psoles, or is it considered to be tikkun ochel? The Balamor writes the following, that Oreya is a remarkable exception to the klal of lacha shenu tzirich legufa. Because after all, Rashi writes, lacha shenu tzirich legufa is removing that which is undesirable. That sounds exactly what Borer is. So the Balamor writes, Enochinami, that's true. And therefore, this is an exception by definition. And therefore, if that's the definition of the Malacha, Rav Shina is not going to say your butter. And therefore, it is true that in Borer, Zorah, Merake, in such an instance, one indeed would be Chayiv, even though Birtsono Layabolo is considered to be Ebelet Hasiluk. And that Ramban, amazing Kedushim, Daf Kufav, where the Ramban writes that certainly is not true, that Borer is considered to be Tikkun HaOchel. Is there any makor to substantiate that Kiddush that the Ramban writes? In extreme source, who is the Yerushalmi in Zion Beis, where the Yerushalmi writes that Yesh Borer Tzoros Kol Hayom Ve'inam Yischayiv. A person can engage an entire day removing a psoles and not be chayiv for the Malacha of Borer. How is that possible? Because it was incomplete. It did not result in tikkun ha'ochel. And that's a stunning Kiddush. And it's surprising that the Rishonim don't highlight that Kiddush of Yerushalmi. Oh, so Rabbi Kevater writes, it must be that, you know what, this is not so simple. This must be a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. And therefore, we're going to side with the Bavli. The question is, where do you see that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi? So Rabbi Kevater quotes two different sugyas. One sugya was the Gemara regarding Borer itself. The Gemara raises a very, very basic issue on Daf Ayin Gimel. Why are you chayiv for Zoreh, Borer, and Merake? Shouldn't that all be Me'ein Malach Achas? After all, if a person is Zoreya and a person is Noteya, you're going to be chayiv independently. All of that is considered to be part of that Malacha. So why should you argue the difference when it comes to cases of Zoreh Bar Merake? Oh, so the Gemara answers, you know what? This was different stages, different types of separation, different types of sorting. One was the husks, one was the tzoros, the other was the fine kemach. Each stage was done separately in Mishkan, and therefore it's counted separately. Oh, if that really is true, that Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, you see that there's a clear commonality between the two. Both are considered to be acts of separating Ochel and Psoles. One which is done ayyidei ruach, that's Zora, and Bora, which is not ayyidei ruach. We'll discuss, it's biyad, it's bikli, certainly not ayyidei ruach. If that really is true, that Zora is a form of Bora, and it's only mentioned separately, and you're chayv separately because it was a distinct part of the process in Mishkan, can one really argue that resulted in tikkun ochel? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You go ahead and you separate the husk from the grain, the grains fall to the ground, and you're still left with an incredible terubos of ochel umsolus. It is not royal lekach in any shape or form. But yet, obviously, for that you're chayiv. So if that really is true, isn't Zora an absolute indicator that you don't require tikkun ochel? You don't require tikkun ochel. Ooh, then Rabbi Kleger cites another sugya, Hovakamadav Samach, where the Gemara discusses the following. If a person goes in and does something biyah, obviously he's fine. What happens if a person goes in and does that very same activity, but ayyidei ruach? You know, I ignite a fire directly, or I ignite a fire ayyidei ruach. Liba v'lipsa ruach. Oh. If I do it myself, obviously, that's called a maisa. If I go and do so ayyidei haruach, is that called a maisa, or is that called a grama? Is there any raya that doing something ayyidei haruach is exactly the same as doing so biyah? You know what the Gemara says? Ooh, b'vakamad sama. Zora is the raya. Zora is the raya. Wow. Rabbi Kevater writes, how exactly is that a raya? Oh, because both Zora and Borer are separating Ochel Umsolus. Borer is doing so directly biyah. Zora is doing that very same thing, separation, but ayyidei ruach. And the fact that you're chayav for zorah is an indicator that ruach misayato is not considered to be grama, but rather is considered to be mice. No? So you saw the Rabbi Kibbein, no? The beginning of Simen Chav. Arayim uchachas. From that, Pavli as well. Vavakamad av sama. That you see the difference between bore and zorah is just yad versus ruach, but it's not a different world, a different world entirely. It's all a form of separation. The question is, how is it done? Is it done directly, or is it ayadei ruach? That's rayim uchachas, that really is not true. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from that stunning, that if you go ahead and ignite a fire, ayadei ruach, for that you're going to be chayav. You know what the Gemara answer is? Unbelievable. No, maybe that's different. Because melech ha-smachshev is asrutah. Melech ha-smachshev is asrutah. Well, what does that teretz mean? Rashi writes something pretty incredible. Well, but we'll come up some. That even though, maybe b'chol ha-torah kula, ruach is considered to be a grama, on Shabbos you are chayiv, because that's how you intended to perform the melech. Wow. You know what's such a kiddush? Melech ha-smachshevus is a basis of chiyuv. Melech ha-smachshevus is a reason to be chayiv. As opposed, would we always assume, based on Afim Gimel? No? Melech ha-smachshevus usually is a basis of tur. Usually I would say, b'chol ha-torah kula you're chayiv, but on Shabbos, that's not enough. On Shabbos, you require more to be chayiv. Wow. Here, the Gemara is telling you on Shabbos, you require less to be chayiv. In other words, melech ha-smachshevus can flip both ways. It can be either the chumro or the kula, but you know what? We're going to be koveh the malacha ayyadeh makshavto. If this is what you intended to do, oh, so in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. I intended to go ahead. So that's a tremendous chumro of Rashi. That would mean if you go ahead and perform any malacha on Shabbos and say ayyadeh haruach, and you intend to do so, you know what? That's a malacha daraisa. Now, I set up a grinding mill. You know what? And I go ahead and begin the process. And the grinding is done through water, ayyadeh ruach, again Avram, according to Rashi, you're going to be chayiv. You know what the Rashi writes in that Gemara? Very, very different. The Gemara says, melech ha-smachshevus ha-sotor. You know what it means? It doesn't mean the melech ha-smachshevus of Shabbos means you can be more easily chayiv on Shabbos. It means, you ready? This is the melech ha-smachshevus of Zorin. Of Zorin. You want to prove that if you use ruach, that's called something which is direct, indirect. You can't bring a raya from zorah, because that's what zorah is. That's what zorah, by definition, winnowing, is ayyadeh ruach. If something typically is done biyadayim, and I do it ayyadeh ruach, maybe ruach is called a grama. But if something is typically done ayyadeh ruach, and I do it ayyadeh ruach, that's called a grama. The Gemara says, that's the melech ha-smachshevus of zorah. That's a huge machlokas, Rashi and the Rosh. Starting to think about with so many nafkaminas that if something is done in an indirect fashion on Shabbos, but that was the plan, that was the intent, according to Rashi, that's Lachas Machshavos. And according to the Rashi, no, that's only true of Zorah, because that's what Zorah is. Zorah is Ayyadeh Ruach. But doing something else, Tochin Ayyadeh Ruach, that's not Derech China. Tochin normally is done directly, and if you do something in a more indirect fashion with a Koach Sheni in such a case, wow, you're not going to be Chayiv. Oh, but Rabbi Kvenger points out, you know what? But what do you see from that Gemara? That Zorah is just accomplishing the very same thing as Borer, but rather not doing so B'yad or B'kli, but doing so Ayyadeh Haruach. Oh, that's exactly the Bavli. Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borer. That's great. Okay, if that's true, how can you demand Tikkun Olchin? Because after Borer, right about to do Zorah, there's no Tikkun Olchel. After Zorah, there's no Tikkun Olchel. Answer is, well, you're chayiv for the removal of psilis regardless of whether it results in Tikkun Olchel or whether indeed it does not. Also, Rabbi Kvega writes the following. So, how do you understand the Yerushalmi? You mean the Yerushalmi doesn't have a malach of Zorah? The Yerushalmi is only going to have, you know, Mamaches malachos, not Mamates malachos. Yerushalmi also has Zorah. So, in that very parak, there's another Yerushalmi. Where, guess what? The Yerushalmi describes Zorah completely differently. Completely differently. No? Yerushalmi says that rakak, a person spits, the frikasil haruach, and the phlegm goes in and scattered, ayyadeh haruach. For that, you're considered to be chayim. But there's othel, there's psoles, there's shnei minim. There isn't shnei minim whatsoever. The chiddush of Yerushalmi shittas that apparently you see that zore, it has nothing at all to do with bore. Zore just means scattering, scattering min echad, scattering min echad. In such a case, pretty incredible, no? For that, you're going to be a chayim. Oh, and that really is the definition. Wow. If that's the definition of zore, so zore does not serve as any raya as to whether the separation of ochel and solos has to be complete or whether it does not. And that for Enochinami, that's exactly the chiddush of Yerushalmi. Wow, that's something which is stunning. That's Rabbi Kveger, that all of that is considered to be that which is l'shitase. And this is a fascinating machlokes, the Balamor and other Rishonim. There is a Balamor, I want you to see him sachim, no? It's him sachim, that tesovim beizim dap yarif. But the Balamor writes the following, let's assume it's, Erev Pesach Shachal B'Shabbos, what we just had. And you have a little bit of chametz, which is left over. So what do you do? You know, if this wasn't Shabbos, I'd be sorry for chametz, no? Sreifa, it's Shabbos, you can't be sorry for chametz. So what exactly do you do? Okay, we'll flush it. Yeah, but what did they do? What did they do, no? What did they do with the little bit of chametz that they had, no? Oh, so you know what the Yerushalmi says? If it's Erev Pesach Shachal B'Shabbos, and you have a little bit of chametz shenishar achar chilaso, you ready? Mefazer v'zara l'ruach. You know what? Just break it up into crumbs and scatter it. And scatter it. Throw it to the wind. Wow. Zara l'ruach. You know what the Magen Avraham writes? The Magen Avraham, Hilchos Pesach. Tav mem vav, sifkat meis. According to Yerushalmi, that's an issa d'arais of zora. That's an issa of zora. What do? Just take the chametz and scatter it. Yerushalmi says that's aser. Rakaf v'yichaser ruach, it's chayiv mishum chayiv mishum zora. Elamai. The Balamor assumed, yeah, that's a sheet of Yerushalmi, but the Bavli is against that. The Bavli assumes that Zora is a form of separation of Ochel and Psalas. It's not scattering, but it's an act of Borer. And there is no Malacha. There is no Malacha of scattering. There's no such Malacha. But the Yerushalmi apparently has. That's something which is pretty stunning. Wow. That's a fascinating Machlokas. But the Magen Avraham writes, what about being machmer for that Yerushalmi? That you cannot be zora l'ruach when it comes to chametz. Don't tell me there isn't ochel, there isn't psolos. It's all min echad. But who says that indeed is considered to be at the basis of the malacha? When you look at Siman Shin Yates, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a beer of the Alfei Menashe. Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Bir Halakha. That maybe one can interpret Yerushalmi differently. Oh, maybe that links to what we just discussed with the Kamad of Sama. Rakak, a person goes and spits. And you know what? All of a sudden, the gust of wind carries the flame. What's the malach? Maybe not so simple. Mishnah Berurah says, we're not talking about a person who's sitting in this house. We're talking about a person who's outdoors. If he chas a haruach. A person is standing in the Rosh Hashanah, and he goes ahead and spits, and all of a sudden his phlegm is carried. He's chayiv because of Mavradamos Rosh Hashanah. That's Yerushalmi. He's chayiv Mavradamos Rosh Hashanah. That's if he chas a haruach. A person is sitting outdoors, and he spits, and it does that. Yerushalmi says chayiv Mishum Zot. Yeah, you know what you're going to tell the person? Well, I carry. If Yichas HaRuach, the wind went ahead. That's what Peralka writes. The wind went ahead and propelled. The wind went ahead and carried it. No. That's, you see from Zora that Malacha Al Yedei HaRuach is Chayiv on Shabbos. Well, that's like Rashi against the Rush. Rashi says Zora is the model that if a malacha is done ayyid yaruach, in such a case you're chayim. So that's what the Halacha quotes. Pretty fascinating, a fascinating chiddush. That maybe that's the meaning of the Yerushalmi does not have a different agdara entirely. But rather, very, very simply, the essence of the Yerushalmi is just simply addressing this point that what happens if something is done ayyid yaruach. Is there any way to resolve this problem in the Yerushalmi? that on the one hand, the Bavli says, realize that Borer in Zore are mamish malach achas, except since they were done separately in the Mishkan. And they're really malach achas. Borer is a separation of Olam Solis and Poshim Shat Yerushalmi. It means it's scattering. How in the world would you say that's considered to me malach achas? So the following fascinating possibility. Rav Shach writes the following beer in Avi Ezri. There are many different volumes. This is in the Madura Chamishi, in Hilchos Shabbos Perches Talapiro. We'll take a look at that. It's an important yisur. He writes as the following model. This, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos describes the Malach Abona. You know what Bona typically means? You go ahead and you take components, parts. And building means, like laying bricks, that you make it into gufecha. You make it into gufecha. You take all the crushing, you take the adanim, you go ahead and have individual parts, and you make it a single unit. No? What did they do in the Mishkan? They went ahead and they took component parts, materials, and they worked them together in order to create a binyan. In order to create a binyan. Wow. That is the description of Malach Abona and Mishkan. So, you know what I would tell you? That there are two conditions of Bona. One is you're being Mechaber, you're joining chelek, one part, another part. And the other is you're creating a binyan. You're creating a structure. Then the Rambam gives examples of toldos avona. The Rambam quotes a sugya, we discussed this now, Shabbos Tzadiyeh, such a kiddush. Megabein gvina, layering cheese. In order to go ahead and make cheese, you're going to take different ingredients, and you're going to combine them as one. Such a stunning chiddush. Now, that's a tolda abona. Because you're taking individual parts and combining it to create a single whole. Wow. And that was that unbelievable Tosas we saw, no? Shabbos Dav, Tzadihim and Aleph, where Tosas says, oh, that's Melech HaSelcha Nefesh, Megabin Gvina. So Bone should be Melech HaSelcha Nefesh. And Daf Yabez, we have a principle of Mitoch. So Tosas says, why not argue that the Tzorech, you can build a structure on Yantif based on Mitoch? Tosas is Kasha. Because Megabin Gvina is Ocha. It's such a chiddush, no? You know what Tosas answers? Uv d'chol. Wow, it's like, yeah, it really, we're malacha free, we just have to avoid the uv d'chol of building a house on Yantif. It sounds so surprising. You know, what's so surprising as well is that that's not the av malacha of bone, megabin gvina, that's a tolda of bone. It's fascinating to be able to say, I can find the tolda, and once I find the tolda, I can apply a principle mitoch. Mitoch usually applies to the essence of the malacha, not to an application of the malacha on a level of tolda. But the Rambam writes, Megabin Gvina, that's a tolda bona. Well, the Rambam gives you another example of a tolda bona. A person who goes ahead and spreads a tent. No? Ha'os osa oel kavur. That's a tolda bona. Why is that a tolda? What is a tolda? What's not a tolda? What's the av? So the following possibility. You know what? When you look at the av malacha, there are two requirements. Requirement number one, is that it's like layering. It's putting components together. That's kind of the tzura samalacha. Number two is bona, means you're creating a structure. In order to be the malacha, av malacha requires both. And you know what the chiddush is? If you have one without the other, you know what the chiddush the Rambam is? A without B, B without A, that's a tool. that's enough of a commonality with the Av to argue that's a tolda. That's a tolda. So therefore, layering is a tolda. Creating an ohel is a tolda. Layering is the fusion of component parts. You're not creating a structure. You're not creating a binyan. Asiyas ha'ol is creating a binyan, but whereas when you use krushim or use bricks, you're taking individual parts and you're layering them, here you're just spreading a canvas, spreading an ohel. You're creating the structure, but not al yidei chibur. So therefore, the Av requires both. And if you have one versus the other, that's considered to be sufficient for a tolda. This tolda is dumi yadav. What does dumi yadav mean? It could be dumi yadav in the sense that it's suras hamalacha, chibur, or in terms of malachas machsheves, the purpose, the essence of the malacha, making a structure. If you have both, av, one, it's a tolda. Well, maybe that's pshat in the Rambam. You take a look at the design, it fits in very nicely with what the Rambam calls an av and what one calls a tolda. And in fact, let's say an extreme case, a person goes ahead and menafea kli besuchis, a person blows glass, guess what the Rambam writes? That's not bona. You're not making a structure, and you're shaping, but you're not layering. What's the Rambam writes? That's my good advantage. That's not bona. That fits in very well. Well, the Av requires two, the Tolda is one, and if you have neither, it must be something else. So making a beautiful kli in glass in such a case is my good advantage. It is not considered to be, not considered bona. And maybe I'll tell you the following chiddush. If you're chai for makav hatish, it's not bona. Because maybe, well, I'll tell you a possibility, and for now, maybe makav hatish begins when other malachas end. Every malacha is also makav hatish. I sew something, so I'm chai for sewing and makav hatish. I write something, I'm chai for writing and makav hatish. Or to argue that no, makav hatish means something which in and of itself is not the malacha. But creating a kli shaloi in the malach is also because of makav hatish. What in the world does this have to do with us? Oh, Saviezi writes the following. You know what the definition of zora is? Just like bonet, zora has two elements to it. One is separating ochlam selas. Separating ochlam selas. Condition number two, that pira, that separate, is al yidei haruach. Is al yidei haruach. You're scattering and separating the Olam Selas. So guess what? The Av Malach of Zohar requires both. But what about in order to be a Tolda? You know what the answer is? You don't need both requirements. All you need is one. All you need is one. Well, meaning that Pizur, scattering, even if it doesn't involve Olam Selas, that's not the Av Malach, but it's a Tolda. It's a Tolda of Zohar. It's a tolda zohar. So it's not a contradiction that our mission is bothered. On the level of an av malacha, why do you have zohar and barer? They seem very similar. You know what the answer is? Different stages. Because zohar also is a separation of ochel umselas. Ayin Yerushalmi says that if you scatter your chai mishum zohar, you know what the secret is? Chai mishum zohar does not mean an av malacha. It means a tolda. It means that it has enough in common with Zora, Pizer, Ayyadei Aruach, that for that you're considered indeed to be Chayim. That's a fascinating Kiddush. Which would mean that if that really is true, you can reconcile the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and fascinating that the Raman, and Shin Yates, that's the Hemshech of the Chuvas Rabbi Kvega, that take a look on your own, quotes this Yerushalmi. Ooh. Rabbi Kvega is according to my whole binyan, you should not be quoting this Yerushalmi the halach at all. And the Ramah quotes this. That's what Rabbi Kvega says. Is this really Nikar Hadin? Is this really a Chumra Ba'alma? And that's the second half of the Tshuva. But that's an amazing reconciliation of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Hainu Zara Hanavar is talking about the Avmalacha. And Chayiv Mishum Zara means the Tolda. And the answer is not that Zara has nothing at all to do with separating Ochelim Solas. But Pizur Ayde Roach is enough of a common link in order to. Okay, so that's the starting point. Just simply the definition of Borer as, right, removal of solus or tikkun olchel, and now the following. The Sugyan Shabbos Tafayim Dalet, I wanted you to see. That the Gemara quotes a Braisa, And the Braisa is very, very difficult. The Braisa says, you know what? You can engage in Bora. Bora ver ochel, Bora umaniach. Bora is mutter. You're allowed to. And the Braisa continues. But don't you dare. Lo yivir. Ve'im bira chayachadis. That's the Braisa. The first line of the Braisa, Bora is mutter. The last line of the Braisa, Chayachatas, it's in the Siddharaisa. And that's very unusual. So, I guess the answer must be, there are times. There are times that Bora is Mutla Chachila. And there are times that it's a Chayachatas, it's in the Siddharaisa. And not at all clear, like, what exactly is the Braisa referring to? The Braisa is just like setting up the stage. You know, it's as if I begin to say the following. Separating, sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's the Braisa. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So that's that relatively short sugya in Shabbos. It's incredible, no? A major sugya, right? A short part of it after Shabbos and part of it after Sukkot day. So now, when in the world is it mutter? When in the world is it considered the yasa? The one Shabbos of Ayidah presents five sheikhs. Five sheikhs. The first is Ula. Borer Ba'ocha. When is Borer Mutter? Lebo Bayom. Lebo Bayom. As long as it's the Tzorach Shabbos. You're doing so bor v'ocha for the purpose of achila. You're going to use it on Shabbos. That's mutter. Chayav chatas is l'macha. Chayav chatas is l'macha. Wow. Bor is mutter as long as it is l'osa hayom. L'macha. You're chayav chatas. So all of a sudden, Rav Chisda screams, no? V'chim mutter l'afos l'babayom. You can cook on Shabbos. As long as you use the food today, just don't use it tomorrow. How in the world? How in the world can that be? How possibly can that be? So what would Ula respond? Oh, you're right. When Ula said it's mutu the Baba Yom, he really meant to say all of Lamatas Malachos are mutu the Baba Yom. He meant that's the secret to Borer. Borer is mutu the Baba Yom. Borer is mutu the Baba Yom. Why in the world would that be? So the answer really is as follows, right? Something which is clear, that there is something which is called Derech Achila, and there's something which is called Derech Breira. Derech Achila is mutter, Derech Breira is considered to be us. Where exactly do you draw the line? When you look later in that daf and that Ayin Daled, the Gemara uses a fascinating term, not just Bora. Bora is the first word. The second word, La'otzar. La'otzar. You know what the melacha of Bora is? You're processing grains in order to store. You know what the farmer does? You know, he has his mound, he has his kree, and now he has to process it in order to put it in the silo. Bora La'otzar. Bora La'otzar. How do you distinguish between Bora La'otzar as opposed to Maisa Achila? Let me ask you a question. Let's talk about real maisafim. Real maisafim. A person is eating. Literally, at the second he's eating, is there really an Isser Borer? Is there the Ramban, Shabbos, Aydal, Adav, Damaskal, Vachi, Ramban's Bechurish, B'shas Achila Mamish. There's Borer. B'shas Achila Mamish. You go ahead and you put a piece of fish in your mouth, and you start chewing, and there's a bone. So, what would a person say at that point? You know what? Like, you're done. So just wait until, removing the bone. Removing the bone is psolos mitochochel. Psolos mitochochel is also. Isn't it clear that that would be mutter? The Ramban writes, it's obvious that that's mutter. Why? Because that's mamis, maisafuna. Once something indeed is considered to be befeh, person goes ahead and eats a piece of fruit, all of a sudden you have the pit's in his mouth. So I'm going to tell you, okay, not so comfortable, but sit that way for the rest of Shabbos and learn how you don't go there, you have to sit that way for the rest of Yantif. No, you're not allowed to spit out a pit. You're not allowed to spit out the pit. Okay, so go ahead and take all the pits out of your watermelon before you eat. I'm going to tell you. Befeh, you're not allowed to remove. That's Mufurish and Ramban. Of course, that's Maisa Achila. Maisa Achila is not Breira. That's clear. Right? The Chazon Ish, in the Siman and Daled. A person is Ochel, Umatza psolus bechaticha. And he finds a psolus in the very piece that he's eating. That's not bor. In other words, ma'isach it is mutter. And the malacha is borel also. The machaber is mufurish, shin yutes. Let's assume, for example, there's water, and you know what? There's a concern that maybe there are insects in the water, bugs in the water. Machaber is mufurish, mutter lishtosan al yidei mapa v'shams. Well, you know what? To filter it and put it in your cup and drink, maybe not. But let's assume, for example, that derech shtir would be al yidei mapa. Let's assume, for example, on the top of the bottle, there would be, you know, like a piece of cloth. That while you're drinking it, is going to see to it that the mechaber writes that b'shash shtir, that's mutter. Shashkia, that's one thing. Achila is mutter, and Borla Olzer is considered to be asr. Now the very, very heavy issue. How do you distinguish? How do you distinguish between one versus the other? That's the Chiddush of Ulma. Achila is defined by the Bobayom. And Olzer is defined by the Machar. I would never say that that's about Kosei. Never say it about Afia. But I would say that if you want to know what you're saying, Achila is a... you know what I would tell him? That Rabbanah, Mokham, Osamei, Sadaf, Yudhimu. That Rabbanah, Parsha Semor. How do you distinguish between Melechas Avod and Melechas Asud? How do you... Ocha Nefesh Zmutter. And Avod is Asur. How do you distinguish between Avod as Avod? That's exactly what Ula says. This is relevant for the whole world of Melechas Yantid. And this is relevant for Borer and Shabbos. Because that's the essence of Borer, Derech Achila, as opposed to Derech Breira. Derech Avoda is Lamachar, just like Melechus Ocho Nefesh. That's the Kiddush of Ula Shita. And therefore, Dani argues is the difference. You don't need La'alta, you need La'alta. From Melechus Ocho Nefesh, you need La'alta. From Melechus Ocho Nefesh, you need the Bobayom. That's exactly what Ula says when it comes to. Wow, that's the difference between. So fasting, Rav Chisda rejects that and says, look, that Hadar is very important when you're talking about Melechus Avoda. But in the world of Borer, the fact that you are going to use it 20 hours from now, that is not called Maisachim. Okay? Teretz 2. Rav Chisda disagreed with the Lord. So when is Bora Mutter, when is Bora Asa? Oh, you know what the answer is? Bora Ba'ochel is Pachos Mikashir. But if you do it Bikashir, you're Chayei Chatos. The question is the quantity. So Chisda says, you ready? Chatzi Shir is Mutter. But Bikashir, that's considered to be Asa. Well. So guess what? Just like Rav Chisda pounced on Ula, Rav Yosef pounces on Rav Chisda. The chim water lafo spachos mikashir. All of a sudden, you can do other malachos spachos mikashir. Well, that we saw earlier in the year. Malachok is Rashi the Ramba. Inisa the Raisa, Inisa the Rabbana. Rashi is Mufurish, Shabbos Abayi Dalad. That's Inisa the Raisa. And the Ramba, only Inisa the Rabba. Chatzi Shiran Shabbos. We discussed it like. What was Rav Chisda thinking? There's no Isur Chatzi Shir at all. And Mamash, it's Mutter L'Chachila. Oh, so Tosus writes. That's small Tosus. Shabbos at Ein Dalar Av, Demar Sehel. The Chi? No. You know what Rav Chisda was assuming? Pachos Mikashir Havi Derech Achila. Pachos Mikashir Havi Derech Achila. If I ask you, how do you distinguish eating as opposed to Bor L'Olsa? You know what I would tell you? Quantity. When a farmer does something en masse. When a person does something, it's so controlled. That was the Chiddush of a Chisda. The shear is going to be koveya. Not the time element, whether the bobi or malcha, but the shear is going to be koveya. Wow. So Rav Chisda never meant to say chatzi shear is mutl chachid when it comes to any other malcha. But how can you call Otsar, Chatzi Shir, how can you say that's true? The malacha is processing to store, and you're dealing with the Pachos Mikashir. here uniquely when it comes to Bar and Din. That's the case. That's the finish that Tosfos writes. The Gemara continues. Now Rabbi Yosef has to give a tefes. Rabbi Yosef rejected. Oh, so far Pula's rejected, Rabbi Kisda's rejected. Rabbi Yosef says the following. You know what the difference is? How are you separating? Are you separating beyond, or are you separating the clue? That's the very same mundus, no? What's the difference in eating as opposed to harvesting? You know, the farmer uses some type of apparatus. And when you're eating, you do so beyond. Beyond is derech achila. Kli is considered to be derech breira. And that will be fascinating because maybe now we're going to have to define yad and kli in terms of what is derech achila, what is not derech achila. Yad and kli is not going to be defined in terms of hilchos tumah v'tahara. What would the farmer do? What would the individual do? Well, and here, all of a sudden now, Rabbi Yosef says the following. I'll give you three different gradations. One is biyad, which is mutter. And one is a kli, which is uniquely used for bor la'achar zman, a sieve, a sifter, an afar kvara. That's mamash chayi katas. And then you can have something like which is in between. Oh, that's krom v'tamchui. You know what? That something which is makeshift. In order to go in to separate the ochlam sores. But it's not the klima yuchad bakat that the farmer would use for cases of borer laotsa. Oh, so Yosef says there are three different gradations. That's something which is stunning. Biyad, which is mamish derech achila. A kli, which is miyuchad for borer laotsa, which is chayuchatas. And then you have kanon and tamkli. Where, yes, it's not being done biyad, but it's not the type of kli which is, and that's in a sidron. That's an Isidrama. That's a pretty fascinating. I'll tell you, Rambam, take a look, Chesed Beis. The Rambam writes, Kedon v'tamchli is an Isidrama. You go ahead and you engage in Boreh, and you know what? You use Kedon v'tamchli. You know what? Use a type of funnel, and use a type of plate. You know what? That's Potter. You know what's a little troubling? Rambam says bor v'kuna tamchi is potter. You know what? I would add. Kedon v'tamchi is potter as long as you're doing so. Olchem itov tzolus and outer. No. The Rambam just makes a broad statement. Kedon v'tamchi is always potter. Always potter. If a person would be bor v'yad. Lacharzman. He's chayachatas, no? Ambora beknom the tamke lacharzman. Using a kli is better. Your potter? That's what the Rambam presents it. It's an unusual presentation. Chesu beis. That la'olam, knom the tamke is potter. I would say if you make all the requirements of Bore, but regarding the third requirement, the other post of a kli, is a kandas in Isidrawana, Poshab Shan Rambam not that way. That's where you finish, no? You know what they make all right? Take a look in. Yeah, because Kedon v'tamchli is a shinui. That's never derech breira. Breira sometimes can be done b'yad, and sometimes it can be done with the right kli, but ironically, the wrong kli, that's klachaya, that's shinui. You're never being chayiv midaraisa. Even in cases that you would be chayiv, wow, if you go ahead and do so b'yad, that's a fascinating... Fascinating possibility. And the Gemara continues and says the following, Chiddush Rabbanuna, that if you want to distinguish between Achila as opposed to Borelosa, I'll tell you another factor. What are you taking? The Ochel or the Psoas? You know what the eater does? He takes the Ochel. You know what the farmer does? He takes the psoas. A farmer has a home mound, there's a lot of grain, there's a little bit of debris. He takes the psoas. Derech achila is ochel and psoas. Derech breira is psoas and ochel. So now you ready for this? What about the family? What about the family? The farmer harvests. This was a real bad crop. This is a real bad crop. You know what? When we were young, they didn't have a gourmet popcorn, you know, like most of the kernels didn't pop, you know. Once in a while, you get a popcorn, you know. Everything's refined now, no? So, you have a teruvos, and it's a lot of psoas, really bad crop, no? The farmer goes ahead, makes his mound, and he looks. It's almost all debris. What would the farmer do? If psoas is murmaloch, what would the farmer do? Well, the farmer's interested in efficiency, no? The farmer's going to take the ochel, meal, no? What's the eater going to do? The eater, he's going to take the ochel. Ooh. So whenever you have a taruvos of solus morba ochel, what is derek achila? Ochel menab solus. What is derek brera? Ochel menab solus. Oh boy, no. The Derech Achila and the Derech Breira are the same. No? Now you tell me, is that obviously mutter? Is that obviously osa? Usually we kick in different directions. The Derech Achila take the Ochel, the Derech Breira take the Psolas. I got that. If you have Psolas, Rumal Ochel, the Derech Breira and the Derech Achila are exactly the same. So that's fact. Is the Derech Achila Matir? Or is the Derech Breira Osa? What happens if they're identical? Identical. So you know what the answer to that is? Tosus and Shabbos Ayin Dalet says that's obviously Nisadaisa. That's Derech Breira. And Tosus elsewhere, you know what the Tosus elsewhere is? Okay. Beis Adaf Yedon Leveis. Ardaf. Tosus says that's obviously Mutter. That's obviously Mutter. Derech Achila is Matir. And Tosus and Shabbos says, what in Derech Achila's magic? Derech Breira is also. Usually they're kicking in other directions. Yad, Kli, Altar, Achazman. What happens if they're perfect friends? No? Psolus Merbaocha. That's unbelievable. No? Maybe Psolus Merbaocha, it's obviously Osir. And if it's obviously Osir, that is off limits. And if it's off limits, the whole thing is Mokta. As opposed to arguing, it's Mutter L'Chachila to take the Ochel. Because taking the ochel is mamish derech achila, and the derech achila is mat. So this is what we'll have to discuss. Now, the essence of borer in the sense that is the derech achila matir, or is the derech breira oser, but the nafkamina daraisa. Now, if you have a tarulus of psoles meruba ochel, and that's mamish today's and dosos Shabbos ayin dalet, as opposed to our beis adaf yadalet. So this will open up a whole world in terms of understanding the law. Okay, I'll stop here. I'm going to be waiting.